22 to 5. G'day, Brad.
G'day, Ollie. Great to be with you, my friend. Congratulations to the Perth Wildcats. Outstanding victory in the NBL title yesterday. Absolutely brilliant. Which leads us to our question today, Ollie. And I know a lot of our listeners have just a passing interest in the basketball. I'm sure they love the Glory and they love the Wildcats and the Warriors and the Scorchers and the Eagles and the Dockers. But, you know, coming into this grand final series, we knew that Coach Frothy, Trevor Gleeson, was uncontracted. And there was sort of a lot of conjecture about whether they would or they wouldn't get him going forward. I want to hear from the listeners. Surely they would want him to be re-signed now, or do they not?
All right.
9221182.
And, of course, then, if he was to walk, who would replace him? That's the big question. Who else is there in the wings? Because some of the other clubs, Brad, are chasing very, very hard to sign Trevor Gleeson.
I'm worried because, like, the Sydney Kings are probably the most, let's say, it's financial in the competition. It's a big roster. You know, we know Andrew Gaze has left there. They haven't found anybody as yet. Yeah, there's plenty out there looking for a new coach. This guy's a four-time championship winner. He's 50-51, I reckon, by Coach Frothy. He's been assistant coach for the Boomers. Surely you have to sign him.
9221882, should the Wildcats re-sign the coach Trevor Gleeson and stop messing around? And if he was to walk, who else would you get? There's, of course, in about an hour's time, actually a little less than an hour, the ceremony gets underway in Forest Chase, Brad, for the Welcome Home Parade for the Wildcats. I'm sure there'll be hundreds and hundreds of people making their way to the city to welcome the Wildcats back home.
Yeah, just as the Eagles were, they'll be like rock stars. And good on them. And, yeah, it's going beautifully. So if the Perth Glory can add to the trophy cabinet at the end of this current A-League season, it's going to be a fantastic time for Perth. It'll be the mecca of sport.
9221882. We want to hear from you, Wildcats fans or casual sport observers, when it comes to basketball. Should the Wildcats re-sign the coach, Trevor Gleeson, or should they be looking to sign somebody else? Who else would that be? Brad, the key big man is going to miss round one.
Yes, yes, it's an interesting one, this one, Ollie. Jesse Hogan, and he looks set to miss round one, and not for the reason you'd think with the foot. I don't really care about the circumstances. Unfortunately, there seems to have been some sort of incident in a venue down Mandra Peel Way, which is normally a jolly venue, but it wasn't to be on late Saturday afternoon, early evening, and in the car park somehow. Jesse sustained some rib injuries, so he won't be playing round one, I understand. So there's a bit of CCTV footage of it, and there was at least one other docker in attendance. But, yeah, so that good news. Not a good start for Fremantle if Jesse Hogan can't front up on Sunday.
No, absolutely not. Just got a statement here from Peter Bell saying that Jesse will not be available while he focuses on his personal management of clinical anxiety, and goes on to say he made poor choices around alcohol consumption on Saturday evening prior to our training run at Optus Stadium on Sunday, and as a result, he did not take part in training. So this is a huge blow for the Dockers heading into this weekend, Brad.
Well, in my respect, Bally, I love the little chant, but this is the spin. This is the spin that they're going to go into now, you know what I mean? But, it all depends who you want to listen to, Wally. I'm very, very confident in my sources. So, that's the way it's been portrayed to me. And I'm sure, as you'll say, over the next few days, you'll see a lot of this sort of fluff come out.
Now, heartwarming celebrations following an EPL goal, Brad.
Yeah, great story. This, I saw this online today. Leicester City, James Maddison stood up to take a free kick in the game against Burnley, which he scored a goal. They won the game 2-1, and at the time, you know, the soccer players, they love to run and do the aeroplane and roll up the shirt and unveil their chest or whatever. Well, what he'd done, he'd befriended a young five-year-old girl who'd been terminally ill, diagnosed a year or so ago, who passed away in January. Her name was Sophie, and he scored the goal and lifted up his shirt, and on it, it read this, R.I.P. Sophie, I love you. Which was just absolutely outstanding. He got a yellow card for that, and of course, Twitter sphere went into meltdown on Facebook and really criticised the ref. To which James Maddison stepped in and said, "No, he's only doing his job. So just back off." And confided that the ref actually came over. He said, "I don't want to do this to you. I love what you've done, but I have to yellow card you." So what a time and piece of work that was.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Brad, everybody obviously thinks Trevor Gleeson must be re-signed, so hopefully the Wildcats will make that announcement this afternoon at the Welcome Home Parade.
I think it'll be, certainly if it's not this afternoon, it should be done later in the week, and we will be expecting that, Ollie. So we'll see how it all unfolds from here, my friend.
All right, very exciting, isn't it, Brad? Footy back on Thursday, so you've only got three more sleeps to go.
Can't wait, Alex. I'm looking forward to it. You'll be hearing the bounce down of the first game between Carlton and also Richmond on Thursday. Mark Murphy playing his 250th game, our first game for the season. We can't wait.
Looking forward to it. Good on you, Brad. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, pal.